Today, there was supposed to be the big Alien IPO. However, that ended up not happening. It's now slated for tomorrow. John, you've been watching some of that. First of all, what is happening today with the changes? I know they've been changing the amount of money they're hoping to raise, and in general, what's going on with that?
Yeah, Alien's going out. They want to raise about $100 million. It's estimated they'll come out at $10 to $12 a share. They've got 10 million shares, rather, being offered. It's going to be interesting. Certainly the entire RFID industry, which has really been locked in the doldrums for the last 6 to 9 months, will be watching this very carefully. There still is venture money out there to invest in some of the smaller startups, but as these companies, these RFID companies scale, they really need to go public to get the funding for them to grow as they expect.
Part of the challenge with Alien's effort is that it is unquestionably linked into the entire RFID industry. A, it's a pure play RFID operation. B, it's one of the first major ones to go public. And C, it grabbed the name. It grabbed RFID as right. its trading symbol.
Yeah, a couple issues. Alien's facing. Alien jumped on very early to the Walmart mandate that their suppliers attach RFID tags to their cases. That's not where the action is right now with RFID. I think if you talk to anyone involved in RFID, they'll tell you that the growth is in areas other than what we'll call the Walmart mandate. Certainly asset tracking, areas of transportation, security, are all growing areas, whereas Walmart and the Walmart mandate and the initiatives that's promoting, it's really going to go at the pace that Walmart moves at, which right now is relatively slow. The other thing that concerns me about Alien is its destiny is in no way in its own hands. As we look at RFID, the real issues with RFID isn't just the technology of tags and readers, but there's a whole corporate infrastructure. And corporations have to be rethinking their corporate infrastructures. How they're going to take this information gathered at the edge, bring it back into their enterprise systems, and make use of it and create value to justify the investment. Most companies haven't figured that out yet. Some of the very early pioneers are working on the analytics, are working on applications to receive not only RFID data, but sensor data, data from kiosks, to bring it back into the enterprise and reap value from it in terms of the business intelligence it'll yield. So there's a whole technology stack that has to mature. Hasn't matured yet, and Alien's a big bet. You're betting that technology stack is going to move along quickly and mature quickly.
Now, a little while ago, you had finished a fairly fascinating report about looking at some of the more significant RFID hurdles that still remain. Now, those are not only going to trip up a lot of the major RFID players, but specifically, since it's now got the RFID trading symbol, Alien is going to have to deal with it as well. Can you give us a sense of what some of the key hurdles that still remain are?
There's always a question of where's my ROI in RFID. And again, if you're a manufacturer trying to comply to the Walmart mandate, it's very, very difficult to build an ROI exclusively on that. In fact, you might say it's almost impossible. Where companies that are involved with the Walmart mandate are looking at other uses of RFID within their operations. And as I said earlier, it's going to be something that's totally separate from Walmart. It's going to be focused internally. It's going to be managing assets, managing materials as it goes through the supply chain, transportation, security. And that's right. We'll see the short-term value where it's easily discernible. The ROI is fairly visible and easy to prove. With Gen 2 and the work that EPC has done, it's allowed passive tags and that whole UHF technology to come into industry. In fact, it's caused the drop in the tag itself and the related technology. So there's been benefits with the RFID mandate that Walmart's been driving, but ironically, that's not where we're going to see the immediate value of RFID.
Well, I think to Alien's credit, they've done a great job at marketing their name. Obviously, getting the RFID symbol on the stock market is a major coup. And I see more press releases and press stories on Alien than I see of anybody else in the RFID space. That being said, RFID right now for a lot of companies has been a black hole. People don't know how or what they want to do, and they really don't have the tools to gather everybody within the organization that will be touched by RFID to get on the same page to say this is really what our requirements are for this technology, who has to be involved, who has to determine what those requirements are by business unit, and making sure that's incorporated in any system that goes forward.
We did a study on RFID, and our respondents, most of whom were not part of the Walmart or anyone else's mandate, thought that over the coming 5 years, traceability and supply chain integrity was going to be a benefit they were going to seek. Interestingly enough, the great majority of them were investing $500,000 a year or less in RFID, so they're piloting, but it's pretty light piloting, I think, fair to say.
Yeah, consistently we see visibility, and I guess it goes back to the point Paula was making about traceability, is rated as the highest value that you can receive from RFID. We do see pockets of retailers, though, that are experimenting with RFID at the item level. It's not grocery. It's generally not fast-moving consumer goods. We're seeing it in apparel. We're seeing it in footwear. Items that can support a 5 or 10 cent tag. I think we'll be seeing over the next 6 months some very interesting experiments on the use of RFID at item level in store.
There's always been the allure ever since I first started thinking about RFID and trying to wrap my head around it. The notion of finding a way to break the stranglehold that RGIS and other physical inventory processors have on retail chains, because there's a mandate that you have to take physical inventory, and as a practical matter, you have to take physical inventory a couple times a year. It's a tremendous expense, even for small retailers, and if you could, and it's not always all that accurate. So if you could find a way to do with stores what was done with distribution centers, which is to, in effect, have cycle counting as a result of RFID, you'd get tremendous benefits. That's why it's so appealing in apparel. And certainly in footwear, provenance is important. There's such a gray market in high-end footwear that if you could track where something was made and where it came from, that would be pretty powerful as well, I think.
Right. Now, the challenge for everyone is, and this is somewhat unique, that it's an emerging technology, and at the same time, processes have to be developed to extract the most value from that technology. So you're basically developing new business processes, implementing relatively new technology simultaneously. Most companies don't like to do that, and that's why you see, you know, by and large, the majority of companies, retail and otherwise, saying RFID is tough. It's tough for me to find the ROI in RFID, but we will see these companies that do see value in RFID, see the value in identifying assets or identifying products without line of sight. Select few will build business propositions around that, value propositions, and that's how we'll see the growth of RFID, as those case studies, those use cases become publicized.